You have to be an infantryman in WW2 to understand this one. One of our heavy mortar companies. Now the mortars would be set up at such an angle that the mortar shells, they wouldn't go straight out. They'd go up in the air and come down on the enemy, you know, in a technical term for it. And generally, the mortars, as I said before, were behind the riflemen, pretty far back. Yeah. Well, not far back, but a football field or so, half football, whatever. When the Germans broke through on us on December 16th, and the one mortar platoon of one of our battalions was forced. It's almost unheard of in this kind of situation. We're forced to raise their mortar almost to 90 degrees. German riflemen were on top of them, and the only way they could stop them was to hit them with mortars. Well, the guy's about from here to the end of that room coming at you. So you're trying to drop that mortar. You're trying to have that mortar come down on him and not on you.